say Emaloi, like it's a svara of Akertna maybe. The Yadim believe them because they're not on the Gaya Bedarbus. It's not on the Gaya to them. It doesn't pertain to them, the Shtar. It's a Shtar that Reuben owes $1,000. So therefore we'll believe the Yadim because of the svara of Peshas and Peshitta. But when Reuben goes down to Shimon, maybe we won't believe Reuben anymore because he wants to gain on the deal. It's the Gaya himself. But maybe Reuven for himself to keep the kaka, maybe he's not believed. Even with the Peshras of Peshitter. So Kamashman, that's why we need the first two Mishnais to tell us the Chedushim of a Peshras of Peshitter.
Then the Gemara says, Vaita. Viyashmin and Hanitarti would only say the first two cases in those two Mishnas. The case of a Peshras by Karka and the case of a Peshras and by Edim. I would have thought, Viyashmin Hanitarti, Mishum de Mamoino. Both these two cases is a question about money. Whether Reuben went to Shimon and said, this karka, this property belonged to your father. Whether the Edim said that, true, we signed this shtar halvor, this loan, but it was a postal shtar. So by Momin, then we believe him with a Peshos, a Peshita. But in the next Mishnah, the Chiddush is Avol Eshes Ish, the Isura. But when Eshes Ish comes and tells us, that Eishes Ish Hayisi, U Grushani, she told us now that she's a Grusha. Eimaloi, maybe we won't leave her, because here it's a Shiloh, and it's sad that she's lying. There's a Chiyav Koros involved, she's an Eishes Ish. Maybe we won't leave her with the Peshos to let her get married. So that's the Chiddush of the next Mishnah, even the Gayati Surim of a Chiyav Koros. We believe the lady when she tells us that she was married, but she received a get. Vaita. What do we need the next Chiddush of the Mishnah we had before? Where Nishis tells us that she was captured by the Goyim, but she's also telling us Tohirani that the Goyim did not live with her. So we said we believed her. Lomeli, what's the Chiddush? Lachur, what's the Chiddush? Here it's not even a Chiyav Koros. At most, she would have a din like a Zoyna that she's a Chai Vilav and she's not allowed to marry a Goyim, but it's not a Shiloh Visurim, so of Chiyav Koros. So if you know already by a Chiyav Koros, we believe a Peshos, a Peshita. The Guru for sure will believe the lady now, for Chai Vilavin, that she's never to say that she's Tyranny, that she did not live with the Goyim. So Mar says, true, there's no Kiddush in this din, but Mishum the Kaboy le Misna. It wants to say the next part of the Mishnah. It says what? V'ye Mishanis says, Bo Edim, Harezu Loi Teitzei. That if after this Isher got married to a Goyim, then later they came to Edim that told us that she was captured. So the Chura now, there's no more Peshos or Peshita, but we say since she already had a Heter to get married, she remains with the Heter, she's allowed to, so din is loitetze. That's the Kiddush. So Gemara says, Honi, Cholomad, Demachten, Lo Seifa. That's good if you learn the whole Kiddush of loitetze only goes in the Seifa, only in the case of Shvuya. The case where the question was, did the Goyim live with her or not? We believe her with the Peshos or Peshita that said that they did not live with her. And therefore we gave her heter to get married to a Kohen. And therefore this faithful, the Mishnah says that once she has this heter, even if later Edom come and tell us that she was captured, that there's no more Peshos or Peshita, still she doesn't lose her first heter. So that's good if you learn this Chiddush only on the Sefer. Elolaman de Masen lo Aresha. But according to the man de Yoma that said this Chiddush was even on the Resha, Mayik Lameima, then again it's Shver, what can you say, what do you need Bechlal, this case of Shvuya? In other words, according to that man, the Yoma, that learns the Chiddush in the Mishnah, goes on the ratio of the Mishnah there was the Isha that says, Eishes Ish Hayisi, who grew Shani. She tells us that she was married, but she received the get. So we believe her, Peshosa Peshita. And on that ratio, that man, the Yoma says, the Sefer says that if she gets married to a second man, and then there comes to Edom that tells us that she was married once. So even though now there's no more Peshos or Peshita to believe her, still we say Loitetze. So if you learn the Chiddush goes on the Reisha, even with Chai decreases, still we say Loitetze. So for sure and for sure, the Gemara said before, by Yeshivuya, where it's only Chai Vilavin, for sure the din would be that once we gave her a head to get married to a Kayin, for sure we would say Loitetze. So again, the Kashra is, why do we need this next Mishnah, that part of the Mishnah of Nishvesi Yotayrani? For what purpose does it say it? Like Pshita will believe her. Pshita is a Peshos, a Peshita. If we only know she's captured because she told us so, and now she tells us that she's Torah, she did not live with the Goyim, Pshita, we should believe her. So what do we need this part of the Mishnah altogether for? So the Gemara says, Mishum de Kaboy, Lemisni Shtei Noshim, because it wants to say the Chiddush in the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah we had before was when two Narshim, two ladies, Shenishbu, were both captured by the Goyim. Fred Gemaru, Shtei Narshim Shenishbu Lomali, what's the Chiddush in that Mishnah, the case of two Narshim, where two ladies got captured, the Chur Tasei Malacha, to believe a pet, to believe her, that one is Neman on the other one? So more said like this, Mal the time I would have thought over there, Nechesh Legoimlin. Over there we said the case is talking about that there are Edim that these two ladies were captured. So it's true, there's not a Chiddush of a Peshros, a Peshitter over there. We know for sure through Edim that these two ladies were captured by the Goyim. The question is, like this, we say Malosim Bayuchsin, that she's also to marry a Kayin. But they were talking about, yeah, the two ladies, that one lady says about the other one, I know she was Tahor. I know no Goyim live with her. So he said, the Chiddush is that an Eid Echad is Neman, even an Isha is Neman. So we believe one Isha on the other one that she's Torah. So Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of that Mishnah? It's also Trita. We know the Lachu is you believe in Eid Echad. So Gemara says, no, even though one Eid Echad is believed on the other one, but that's an Eid Echad maybe that's not Nageya. Doesn't have to do with this case by him, by herself. But over here, since one lady is saying for the other one, and the other one is saying back for her, the Gemara says, Mal the time I would have thought, Nechesh le Goimlin, we should be afraid like they're both lying. And like Goimlin means like you help me out now, and I'll help you out later. Like we'll make a trick between the two of us. So I would have thought maybe when the two ladies were captured, and each one says, I know the way my friend is Tor, no guy live with her, maybe here the Rabbonim did not leave this Eidecha, did not leave her. Because we should be afraid the Goimlin to helping out one and the other. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. No, we're not afraid of Goimlin. Since each one is an Eid Echad, and each one is saying upon the other friend that I know she is Torah, that no good live with her, even though the other friend is saying back for her, that's the Lacha, the Rabbanah believed in Eid Echad. And we're not afraid for the Svar of Goimlin, that one is going to lie for the other one. Like I'll lie for you and you lie back for me, we're not afraid of that. So that's the whole Chiddush of the case of Nishvesi or Tyranny, is for this end part, that one Isha has never to say on the other Isha. Right, and then the next Mishnah we had was, or this last Mishnah we just had, was V'chein Shnei Anoshim. The case you have two men, that Ze'oi Makoinani V'Ze'oi Makoinani. So he said, Ein Neman, but it was Man Shai Midim Ze'o Ze'o Reino Neman. So Chura, what's the Chiddush over there? Also, the Chura, it's an Eidechad. Eidechad is Neman, according to the man the Yom that holds his belief. So Gemara says, Mishum the Kaboy Lemisne Seifa, Plukta the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbonin. And Echnami wants to tell us the Machlokes here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. So we say, Ein Madon Lakuna Pi Eidechad. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That one Eidechad is not Neman to make a coin into a coin. Because one Eidechad says he's a coin, still we're not allowed to give him Truma. So that's the Chiddush of this Mishnah, this last Mishnah we had, a Machlokes, whether an Eid Echad is Neman, Lamal and Lakuna or not. So kids, even though the Gemara starts off with these Lashon, like Rashi said, of the Peshos and Peshitter, but the last two Mishnayim did not have to do with the Peshos and Peshitter. It's just I'm explaining for what purpose do we have all these last Mishnayim. Because now we explain the Chiddush of all the last Mishnayim. Now we have to go back to what was the last Mishnah we had, we'll soon explain it. Well, again, the Machlokes in the last Mishnah was about how many Edim do you need to be believed upon a person that he's a Kohen, whether it's Magaya to give him Truma, or whether it's Magaya if he can get married. Yeah. So Gemara started now like this. Tana Rabbanan, learn to the price like this. Ani Kohen v'chaveri Kohen. Let's say somebody says, I'm a Kohen, and he's also saying upon his Chaver, I know my friend is a Kohen. So he's like an Eidech, but saying on his friend that he's a Kohen. So Gemara says, Neman l'achila b'truma. We believe him, and Eid Echad has believed that his friend is a Kohen, and we're allowed to give him truma. Like this, you can't give a person truma unless you make sure he's a Kohen. Otherwise, because on the side he's a Yisrael, you'd be mashlim. In Allah, you're not supposed to give a Yisrael truma. It's also for Yisrael to eat truma. So how do we know he's a Kohen? Even though it's only one Eid Echad, we believe him. But the Braisa says, V'einoi Neman l'hasiyu isha. He's not believed, though, to get married to a lady. So Rashi says, "Miyucheses, because ma'ila he biyuchsin. There's a ma'ila biyuchsin. They don't trust an Eid Echad to know if he's allowed to marry a kain. Well, the kura poshir means the opposite way. On the case that she's an isha, we want to know if she's kshera to get married to a kain or not. An Eid Echad is not believed. If we have any doubts, we have to have two eidim. Or who are then? If he's a kain here of a man, we want to give a ma'ila. Rashi says that miyucheses, you want him to marry an Isha Mircheses, or somebody only wants to marry a Kayin, he's not believed to make him, the Nedecha can't make him into a Kayin for Yuchsin. That's what the Brisa says. Ad Sheyiyu Gimel. Unless you have three people there. What does that mean, three people? In other words, we have two Kahanim here. And each one is saying he knows that he himself and his friend is a Kayin. So really, if each one of them, we only have one Eidechot. Because on yourself, you can't say. So the Eitzah is now get a third person here. That this third person knows that both of them are Kahanim. So now will come out that Shnayim Idim Alzer, or Shnayim Idim Alzer, you have like two Eidim upon one person that he's a Kayin, and then you have two people on the other person that he's a Kayin. In such a case, you'll have two, you'll have Eidim, and that would then for sure will say he's a Kayin, both to give him Truma, and who are then, they'll get to Yuchsin, he's not a marry, but there is a Kayin. That's what the Tanakhama says. We have Yehuda, I mean, Yehuda says, Af Einoi Nema La'achila B'Truma. He says, Yehuda Shita is that you don't believe in Eidechot, even to let the Kayin, that it should be believed in order to give him Truma. Achiyu Shleisha, so you have three people there. You have to have two Eidim upon one and two Eidim on the other one. Given we have these two people, each one is saying that he's a Kohen and his friend is a Kohen. So it's only like an Eidechot, one for the other. So Yehuda Shita is, even for Truma, you have to have two Eidim. We don't believe in Eidechot, even to make the person a Kohen, only in a gear to giving him Truma. So Mar says, Lameim, you want to tell me, to have Yehuda Chayish Lagoimlin. What's the Svara? Why doesn't Yehuda believe each one for the other one? L'chur, each one should be an Eidechot for the other one. L'chur, the Svara you're telling me is because of a Goimlin, like we had the Svara before, that we're afraid one person would lie for the other one. Like, we'll make up, you lie for me now, and I'll lie for you. So that's why each one is not Neman on the other one. Therefore, we have to have a third person here to make it like two and two. For Rabbonin, that say no, each one is Neman on the other one. Is Loichai Shila Goimlin, is not afraid of this Svara, that one person would lie for the other one. That's what comes out now. But that's the Tanakhama that says we do believe one for the other one. And whereas the Kasha, well, Ipcha Shamin Elohu, we heard just the opposite. The Tanan would learn like this. Ha Chamorin Shenichnusul Yir. If you have these donkey drivers, Chamorin means Drashi Seichre Tua, people that sell wheat. O Melichim Mokam Hazul Lekrochim. They take the wheat from the cheap places and go down to the Krochim to sell it, like to make business. A chamor means loshen of a chamor, like the donkeys, they put the scher, they put the wheat on top of the donkey, and they take it down to the other places to sell it. Now, two people came into the town now with their donkeys full of tfuah to sell it. The yomer echod mehen, one of them said, Shali chodesh, my tfuah is new one. Vishal chaveri yoshen, but my friend's tfuah, his wheat, is old. And we know older is better than new. So it's like saying, mine is not so good, but his is good. Or else he says, Shali ain't a Mesukin. My own is not Mesukin, is not so good, I did not take off Truma Semaitis. Vishalchaveri Mesukin, but the Tfuah of my friend, that's better Tfuah, that was already Mesukin, that was taken off. So Rashi says the same thing, like he's been Meshabeach es Shalchaveroi, or Mazalzaleh Shalai, he's saying good about his friend, and not so good about his own. Is Eina Neman, Tanakhama says we don't believe them. In other words, we're Choshit for Goimlin. That like, you're lying now for your friend's sake, because you know your friend will lie for you later. That's the Rabbanan Shita, we don't believe them. We have Yehuda, Raim, and Naman, and Yehuda says, no, we do believe them. One is belief for the other one. So here you see the swords are just the opposite. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not Cheshis the Goimlin. So where it says, Omar Rav Adav Arava, Omar Rav Mechlefes HaShita, and Echnam, you have to change around the Shita. That there should not be a Stira in Rabbi Yehuda, we change around, and in both places, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, the attack is Einon Emen. Rabbi Yehuda is Choshes the Goimlin. So Gemara says, Abaye Roma, Lielum Le Tepech. Abaye says, no, you don't have to be Tepech. You don't have to change it around. There's no steering in Rabbi Yehuda. I tell you, Bidemai Hekilu. Here it's a Shiloh, the what, that he's saying, his Tvu is not Mesukin, and his friend's Tvu was Mesukin. Mesukin, the Shiloh is, was taken off Trumas to Maisris, because like this, he's an Amoritz, and on an Amoritz, we don't believe him, whether it was taken off Trumas to Maisris. So here, where one says he knows the other one's tefuah was taken off Truma Semaisris, so here Rabbi Yehuda says we believe him. You know why? Because there's only a shaila about demai. Mor says a kilu were more make up by demai because roiv ameyoret maisrenim like midiraisa avadiv it's kosher anyway. Because you go bust a roiv amaratzim to take off Truma Maisa. That's only a chash with the Rabbanan. Therefore, in the Rabbanan, we believe one for the other one. Bashenkin, now a case over here of a Kayin, here you want to be able to give him Truma, which is a Shal and Isidi Raisa. Here we don't believe one for the other, we're Choshish Lagoimlin, unless you have two Edim on each one. So Gemara says like this, Omar Rova, to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, like the only question was only on Rabbi Yehuda, that you could give this answer for Demai is different. But the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan like Kasha, and you didn't ask the Kasha on the Rabbanan, who is still a Sphero in the Rabbanans? Like here you're telling me over here by Demai, the Rabbanan were machmer not to believe in Eidechot, because we're afraid of Gremlin. So how come before the Rabbanan said, the Shalav HaKayin, we do believe one for the other. And they were not Choshe Le Gremlin. So who is the Sphero in the Rabbanans? So Gemara answers, Elod Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Lekasha Kedashanina. True, the terrors you have to give, what we said before in Rabbi Yehuda is like we just answered. That really Rabbi Yehuda is Choshish Legoimlin. That's why in our case of one coin for another coin, we don't believe them. But in the second case of the Chamorim, it's only a shal of Truma, of Demai, the shal is only Nisa, the Rabbonin, they will make us to believe one Eidechot for the other one. The Rabbonin, not the Rabbonin like Kasha. I say there's no steer in the Rabbonin's either. Kidiyoma Rabbi Choma Bar Ukva, Bishekli Yumnosa Biyodei. So talking about where he has the kalim of Yumnosa, whatever he works, he's holding his kalim in his hands. So I tell you,